Chapter 46. Suitcase Simpson came into Jesse's office and closed the door and sat down in a chair facing Jesse. His face was red, and he seemed to be looking steadily at the top of Jesse's desk. Jesse waited. Suit didn't say anything. Jesse waited. "I'm having sex with an older woman," Suit said. "Miriam Fiedler," Jesse said. Suit raised his eyes. "How do you know that?" he said. Jesse shrugged. "I'm the chief of police," Jesse said. "Molly told you," Suit said. "No," Jesse said, "she didn't." Suit looked back at the desktop. "Suit," Jesse said, "mostly, I don't care what you do with your dick when you're off duty." "I know," Suit said. "So?" "So she's asking me a bunch of questions," Suit said. "About? You, the department, the Crown Estate deal?" Suit said. "Like what?" "Were you a good cop?" Suit said. "Did I think you'd ever take a bribe? Did you have a relationship with Nina Pinheiro? Was it true you were fired in L.A.? What's going on with you and Jen?" She wanted to know anything I knew about the murder. "Did I think there was any Hispanic involvement?" "Concerned citizen," Jesse said. "I figured you should know." Jesse nodded. "She is very committed to this problem," he said. "She is," Suit said. "Why?" Jesse said. "Real estate values?" Jesse shrugged. "Maybe," he said. "Seems awful important to her. You think there might be something more?" "Maybe," Jesse said. "How's she compared to Mrs. Hathaway?" Suit reddened again. "Come on, Jesse." "No kiss and tell," Jesse said. "Or whatever," Suit said. "Good boy," Jesse said. "Miriam says so too," Suit said. "Want me to break it off?" Jesse shook his head. "I'd like you to stay with it," Jesse said. Suit grinned. "Undercover, so to speak," he said. "So to speak," Jesse said. "See what else you can learn." Suit grinned again. "Tough, dirty work," Suit said. Jesse nodded. "But somebody's got to do it," he said.